The Sheikh of Sheikhs, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh, he narrates a hadith which is narrated from Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajh Radiallahu Anhu, which the meaning of this hadith is that the day of Arafah has gone, just like today, Alhamdulillah, we spent the day of Arafah with the fadl of Allah, in goodness and with Allah's tawfiq, with the ability He gave, we did the ibadah we were capable of doing. And he stated that the night came, just like this night, tonight, after the day of Arafah. Now what do we have in this night? What we see is that all of us first should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala in this night has gathered us together for His dhikr. Now this point, gathering us for His dhikr, there are no words to describe how we can be grateful for this. There are no words to describe. This is a great mercy of Allah in this night. And in this night, we see there are different noors, different lights mixed. This is the night of Jummah, the noor of the night of Jummah, the night of the night, the noor of the night of Arafah, the noor of the night of Muzdalifah, and the noor of the night of Qurbani, sacrifice. So, with regards to the dunya, I don't know what to say, but with regards to the hereafter, we are millionaires. Our lottery has come out. In the morning, alhamdulillah, with Allah's fadl, with this karam, how Allah Ta'ala bestows and lavishes mercies onto those who do His dhikr, that the day started with His dhikr, and the day ends with the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So it stated that this was the night Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam suddenly paid attention to the noble companions and stated, Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Three times, marhaba, welcome, welcome. Then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us something specifically. That shall I tell you something good, a good piece of news? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. While saying this, the Prophet looked towards the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, and his blessed face, he looked and turned it to the companions. But it's not just the Sahaba he's looking at, rather the Ummah until Qiyamah, until the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. And the good news, the good tidings have been given to the whole Ummah until Qiyamah. What's the good news? That this was his greatness, this was his glory. Bashiran wa nadhira, Allah gave him the title that you are the one who spreads goodness, good news. Bashiran wa nadhira. Rasulullah always told the ummah news about paradise. Very seldom did Rasulullah speak sternly, strictly. Always the ummah, from the sinful to the most sinful person, was given encouragement, given hope. We weren't given the dark communication, rather we were given enlightened communication. The Holy Prophet came to us with love, affection, good news, enlightenment that we cannot imagine. We cannot imagine. So Rasulullah said, shall I not tell you some good news? So the noble companion said, may we be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah, may our parents be sacrificed upon you. We are waiting that your blessed statement comes out and our good fortune comes into being. So the master of the two worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated that this night, the night of Eid, we also sat on the night of Arafah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the great point that we should glorify Allah after hearing this hadith. Was this applies to us? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the night after the day of Arafah, do you know that this night there are so many angels descending, so many angels descending, the amount of those angels is so much. And Nabi Sallam gave the example that from above, if a needle, yes, was to drop, then it would not have any space to drop through the gaps or to fall onto an angel. Would be no space. That's how many angels there are amassing around us, alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah. So many angels present. So many angels present. The Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses the angels at this time. And Allah says, oh angels, what's going on in the world? What are people doing? What are they asking from me? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Imagine Allah's mercy. Amazing mercy. He gives Himself and He's asking Himself. Who are these people, Allah says? Who are the people in Bolton? What are they doing in the masjid gathered together at the moment? What's the problem they have? It's Eid tomorrow. Why don't they go home, sit at home? Shaitan's made many attractions to them. Go and just stick to one of those things. Are there only a few things around us? Imagine the attractions around us right now that could distract us from here. Malla says they are, mashallah, ajeeb lovers that corona hasn't even prevented them. They've come. They're not worried about the announcements. What have they come to do in the masjid? It's the night time has begun. The final part of the night has begun. It's the meaning of the hadith I'm presenting to you in your service with my passion, with my interest, and the words of the hadith are coming, and the feelings of my heart I'm sharing with you as well. So we should, isn't it, share the points that are in my heart. Shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I? We should share with each other. So Allah says that these people, what are they doing? They're strange. What do they need? Why are they gathered? Why are they amassed? Why have they assembled? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to His home, and we are asking from Allah, we are saying something to Allah. Allah ta'ala, He knows of everything inside the human being. He knows about our feelings, emotions. He's close to us. He knows about our whatever we require. Everything Allah ta'ala knows, and Allah especially focuses upon what is it that this human being wants, this man, this servant of mine. Allah asks the angels. The angels, they say, Allah, imagine the gathering, the amount of angels, millions, billions, and all of them reply, which angel, how can he dare that Allah asks and he doesn't answer? So they're all collective, millions upon millions upon millions of angels, all are witnesses to us, say subhanallah. They are all our witnesses, subhanallah. Imagine the words, the discussion, the hadith is narrated. So alhamdulillah, on this a person should never imagine that he cannot believe this. Don't look at your sins, look at Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmah. What's going to happen next? You'll be shocked if you hear this, alhamdulillah. How Allah's grace, generosity due to the sadaqah of His Habib, Rasulullah ﷺ gave us great news. It's not a minor thing, great news. And who's giving the great news? Bashir, Nadir, Allah gave him the stamp of approval in the Quran. Sirajan Munira, Mubashiran wa Nadira. These titles that were given, these titles have strength, power, and due to that we succeed. These titles weren't given for nothing, like in the world, oh, he's this and this and this, title, title, title. Those titles don't run in Allah's court. Allah's giving the title and Rasulullah is distributing. And we are believing, alhamdulillah, we are believing. May Allah ta'ala increase our yaqeen and our belief and certainty. So Allah says, what are these people, these lovers of mine doing? What are they asking? The angels respond, Allah, what else are they going to ask from their Rabb, Allah? These poor souls, they're just asking for one thing, Allah. Look how the angels presented our case nicely. They didn't classify, differentiate, or demote our intentions, nothing. Allah saying, what are they asking? The angels say, Allah, what else are they going to ask? They're asking from their Rabb forgiveness, Allah, forgiveness. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So Allah didn't ask anything further. Is this thief asking forgiveness? This bandit? This adulterer? This fornicator? These people who listen to music, singing? This woman with a parda? This immodest man? Shameful man? These are the people set in the world. What else are we? Let's look at ourselves and ourselves. This man who backbites? This man who eats haram? This man who rejects the sunnah? Who jokes against the sunnah of Rasulullah? Who mocks the sunnah? These questions could be asked, couldn't they, by Allah? But this is the time of rahmah, mercy. Every type of man is sat in the gathering. Allah says, these people are asking for me forgiveness. Oh, Allah could say, I don't forgive them. Allah could say this, their actions, their sins, anything hidden from me? No. Everything is clear, visible. Yes, Allah says, all these habits and sins and actions, I know they pray till after that, they've run away. What do they do? I know, Allah says. I know all about their genuine deeds. And they hide away in the darkness and they sin. But Allah, do they not know that Allah Ta'ala knows everything? How can it be? Does Allah Ta'ala not know? But no, Allah Ta'ala puts the veil, the cover. Look at Allah's answer. Listen to Allah's answer. Allah puts the veil, hides all of the defects, subhanAllah. Allah hides everyone's defects with His mercy. What a great mercy. Allah's karam, His mercy in such opportunities. How Allah Ta'ala forgives the people, the masses. This is what you worry. I'm not asking you about your sins. Until now, I'm not asking you. Allah says, whatever you are, whatever you do, forget. Forget. Allah says, whatever you do, whatever you are, forget. This is the miracle of these nights. This is not the night of Arafah, nothing. The night of Muzdalifah, the night of Mina, the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of Jummah. Behind these are great secrets, great, great mysteries, great, great advantages. And the biggest loser is he who doesn't take advantage. I say, a man who stood at the bar, drinking alcohol, listening now, go and rinse your mouth, believe in this night, inshallah, Allah will forgive you. Inshallah. Allah is the greatest, supreme, the most supreme. And He doesn't give those who are muttaqis, wake up in the night, bowing their heads, who do istighfar, do sujood, prostrate, qiyam, sayam, go on hajj and umrah, and mashallah, on their foreheads are the marks of prostration, they give sadaqat. For those, these are the nice, not for them, they are for me. For me, sinful people like me, Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. The nights are for these people, not for those pious, muttaqi individuals. For them, those people who are earning the deeds. Oh, he does a lot of umrah, Allah. He's kissed Hajrul Aswad on the night of Arafah. And he's drunk so much zamzam. No. Allah says, no. Eid is for people, poor people like us, who are extremely desperate, in whose hands there's nothing. We're beggars. In our book of deeds, there's nothing. In our sheets, there's nothing apart from sins from top to toe. I'm speaking about myself. My whole body is drowned and immersed in sins. What a valuable night for a person. We are lost. We're lost. We can imagine the heat, the severity of the fire of Jahannam. Imagine, think, analyze the fire of Jahannam. That we have earned the fire with our sins, my brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this night. If He didn't give us this night, what would we do? What would we do? What would we be destined for? Is there any guarantee about death when it's going to come? Tell me. Tell me, death can come anytime. Anytime. Death will not come with an invitation card. Tell me, has death ever come to your door that I'll come tomorrow and see you tomorrow? Has he ever given advance warning? Do healthy people not go? Do young people not die? Do people who are smiling, laughing, joking, do the janazas not leave their homes? 3 janazas, 5 janazas, suddenly don't they come from the houses? Is this not Allah Ta'ala's hukum? Is this not Allah's decision? Today, even today, can we not save ourselves? Do we still today think we are pious and we're forgiven? Tell me, in these nights we waste them? We waste them? We waste this great opportunity? Allah Ta'ala will not He ask us, O dhalim, O oppressor, you sinned, you continue to sin, and you continue to commit crimes, and my Rahmah was calling out to you, at least that time you could have come to me. At least that time, this for you was this night manufactured. Allah said, I didn't make these nights for abids, for zahids. Not for them, these nights weren't for those people. These nights were for such people like you, for people like us, sinful people like us. I speak about myself. Tell me, if today I didn't get this night, what would I do tonight? Tell me, what would I do? What is my status? What is my rank? Do I deserve anything? I'm not speaking to you. Me, do I deserve anything? How much I should be grateful to Allah? I cannot imagine how grateful I should be to Allah. Can a person imagine? Without even us asking, Allah's called us without an invitation. Give me. Allah could have given me a stomachache. I couldn't come. Tell me. Allah, in front of Allah, is anything hard? Allah could put me down onto the mattress. Give me a migraine headache. I couldn't come. Yes, maybe some guest would have come. Then I couldn't have come to the majlis. Oh, my Mawla, my Rabb, you're so merciful. You want to forgive me. Forgive us. You give us your favors and mercies. With excuses, you drag the human being. You forgive them on such nights. You forgive them. This night of Arafah, imagine the night of Arafah. All the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions. They are thirsty, hungry, pangs of hunger. Just one sheet around the bodies. Imam al-Anbiya, head of the prophets. Rahmatul lil alameen. Which hali is in? Hungry. Poor, and subhanAllah, they come out of the night of Arafah. What the person gets in the night of Arafah? Heat, severity, hunger, thirst, tired. And Rahmatul Alameen is turning to his ummah with mercy. Amazing. That today my sinful ummah, they'll be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Allah will take them out of the fire of Jahannam. This fire, how can we burn in the fire? Imagine Rasulullah's worry and his anxiety. Morning, evening, we make mistakes. Morning and night, we crush the sunnah. We obey the nafs and shaitan in our homes. We have music, singing, dancing, no parda, nakedness. Just a veil we put of religion on top of us, and nothing is inside us. But inside, Allah knows what's inside. He looks what's inside. Come. And such great, beautiful seconds. Let's not waste them, my brothers. What certificate do you have that you will go into paradise? Tell me, show it to me now. What actions do you have the guarantee? One action we have. Believe me, my heart says, believe me, one thing can save us. And that is nights like this when Allah Ta'ala says, openly I give forgiveness, openly. Openly, commonly I give forgiveness. SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. That's why Allah said, oh angels, oh my angels, Rahmah comes into being. Rahmah, this is good news now coming, good news. SubhanAllah. Rahmah is coming into being, it's awake. It's alive, vibrant. Allah's Rahmah is vibrant. Allah addresses the angels. Oh, angels! All the angels Allah addresses, speaks to them tonight, on this night, right now. Allah says, oh, angels, Become witnesses, testify, subhanallah. Become witnesses to the fact that those who call out to the Lord, their Rabb, their Lord has today forgiven them. Allah has forgiven them. Allah's Nabi said, thrice Allah has announced this three times. Amazing. Amazing. Tell me, say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great, massive mercy. Well, end of story. The happiness begins. This is Eid, brothers. Now why shouldn't we celebrate Eid? Tell me. Is this not the opportunity, the event of Eid? Is there any greater happiness than this? Forgiveness. Tell me. When you'll be lowered into the grave and all our sins will be wrapped around us, mountains of sins, and we'll be alone, lowered into the grave, into the darkness. We'll know what our situation is, our bad fortune, the sins we've committed. When we're lowered into the grave, the angels, subhanAllah, they will be stood, the angels of paradise. Have you forgotten the night of Arafah? You were forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Leave your deed sins. We know the sins you committed. Well, put them to the side. Recitation Quran. Put this to the side. Your forgiven was given on that night of Arafah, when you begged and requested Allah. Your whole list was full of sins. You were included in the list of sinful people. You thought you were muttaqi, pious. Let's show you your sins. The rayad, the pride that you were drowned in. Your recitation, your Quran, your speeches, your wives, your lectures. Look at the hal you're in right now. All of the stamps of dunya on your deeds, on your sins. Grateful. You weren't proud of your deeds. Allah, your Rabb called you. You joined that gathering, those seconds of Ramah, and you put your pride far, and you put your hands out to Allah, and Allah forgave you also. Subhanallah. So such people are also forgiven from the topmost to the bottommost. Allah forgives everybody. And the Rahmah comes into being. Allah says, listen. Listen, today Allah will answer every question and request. Every need will be fulfilled. In the dunya they're living, in the dunya their rizq will increase in their rizq. Barakah and blessings. And don't ask about the akhirah, Allah says. For them, the rewards of the akhirah, they are 100% there, confirmed. So my brothers, such nights, don't waste these nights. I don't know how to speak broken down speeches and broken down sentences. I'm sharing with you how grateful we should be to Allah. We should be so grateful. Do you want to become grateful servants? Say it loudly. Do you want to be grateful servants, inshallah? If you want to, put your hands up. If you want to be grateful to Allah, don't be ashamed. Put your hand up. Is your hand next to it? If I said money, you'd run to me and get the money. Now you're getting Jannah, the hands aren't even going up. If we spoke about money, the hands would extend, brothers. If you want to be grateful servant of Allah, then one action we need to do after forgiveness. Come, let's make niyyah, intention. Allah, you're giving forgiveness to us today, and we promise to you today, Allah, according to our capability, we will complete our salah. Brothers, will you read salah, pray salah completely? We'll try our best. We'll come to your home and we'll pray and establish our salah. Just make this promise to Allah. That's it. Whoever makes his salah complete, he's made his jannah complete. Subhanallah. If he learns to attend Allah's home, I need to go to Allah's house. And his love for and yearning for Allah's house increases. You understand the yearning? The desire, the passion, the zest, the yearning, the desperate love. Then subhanallah, then his desperateness for Jannah has increased as well. It's proportionate. So we just need to make one promise today. The rest, we'll say, Allah, we won't commit sins. Leave that for now. Leave that. Because salah will detach you from the sins. Subhanallah. Salah, if you pray, come to Allah's home to pray. Allah will give you gatherings like this. Allah will introduce you to the dhakireen. Allah will increase love for Rasulullah in your hearts. Allah will automatically prepare for you via the barakah of salah. Your sins, they will start to detach and fall down and be left by the wayside. When you come to pray salah, seek one thing. That my Rabb in this world has called me for salah in his home. Just like when you go shopping to a store, what do you look for in the store? I need to buy this grocery, this thing from the list. So when you come to Allah's house, what should you look out for? Seek, search. What? Such an accent, such a servant, pious servant of Allah, I can learn something from him and then go home. Don't look around for nothing. When you say, yeah, the tick is in the box there, just like you came to pray salah, and you felt, I like this, I like this, I like the look of this, and you sat down. Don't you get the benefit? Those strangers who haven't come before, I'm asking them, hasn't this benefited you today? That's right. So when you come for salah, Allah said, when you come to my house to pray salah, Allah says, I'm his protector, and I look for ways and methods to forgive that person. But we need to walk towards Allah, innit? Run towards Allah. If you just come to pray Salah, bop up and down, run away. No. Who are you shaking hands with? Whose face do you see nur on? Whose words do you like to hear? Who do you like to discuss with and have a conversation with? Do musafa. Shake hands. The Rasulullah said, when two brethren do musafa, shake hands, Allah forgives them. And coronavirus says, don't shake hands. What a big azab, tell me. What a big azab. Look at this ummah. What a big azab on the ummah. My beloved Master Sam said, Allah has given such an action when two Muslims, they shake hands. This is a sunnah mubarak of Rasul. When you meet, shake hands together, musafa, and when you come back from a journey, you ask about each other. Today we say, if you do this, oh no, no. What should you do? For 10 days isolate, quarantine in your homes. Otherwise there's disease. What is this? This is adab from Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that we've forgotten his deen. So brothers, when you come to the masjid, then look for a person, a good person, speak with him. Don't run away from them. Don't go far from a good person. Musafa, try to do musafa with him. Shake hands with him, speak with him, converse with him. Tell him, Hazrat, since my heart is always down and black, tell me some advice. And when your heart feels good and knocks goodness, that this man looks good to me, he seems good to me, he feels good to me. Because Allah creates the positivity in the heart. Remember this. Allah, he creates the positivity, and then we try to stop that positivity. No, 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 leave him, he's too good, or forget that, or be gone with that. No, 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 I don't need goodness. When you feel goodness and love, don't stop it, don't suppress it, don't crush it. Run towards it a little bit. Because it's from Allah. Where do pious deeds, good deeds come from? From Allah. Allah is inviting you, inviting you. So may Allah Ta'ala, for this sinful person, give tawfiq that I can practice on these words. MashaAllah, you are pious, good servants. May Allah give you tawfiq as well. And this is the night of Arafah, the reward that we get. Let's be steadfast on this. For this, let's establish this promise. Definitely make this promise that Allah, I will pray salah. And where will we pray salah? Say loudly. In the house of Allah, Allah's home. If corona gives ijazah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahm and karam and mercy, if he gives us to us. And Allah eliminates this disease. And Allah takes away his azab. Because Allah has taken the masjid away from us. And when the masjid is taken away from a person, everything is gone from that person. Remember this. Remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ajeeb adab. Unique adab. Unique adab. Masjids have been taken from us. Masjid is closed. Allah ta'ala has made us come to the masjid. Stand and we're separate. Distance. Spread out. Until today in history, never has anyone prayed salah like today. All types of salah. Salatul, on this time do salah, in sickness, salatul for sickness, in the expedition, but never has it come that pray salah like this, 2 meters distance, 1 meter distance from each other, never in the history of Islam. Don't look each other's faces, and be scared of looking at each other and facing each other. In the history of deen, there's no event. When Allah mentions the Quran, with this qawma gave adab, this qawma gave adab, this is the same adab that Allah's mentioned in the Quran. That have become examples in the Quran of the previous nations, mithal, amthal. I swear by Allah, this is amthal. And with such hard hearts, when the adab used to come to the previous nations, I'm speaking to you, listen carefully to what I'm saying, openly. When the adab used to come to the previous nations, they were so hard-hearted. They said, oh, nice clouds are coming. Forget, this is not azab. Punishment, nice rain will come. The dark clouds, they used to enjoy the adab before it came. But after a few moments, those clouds, when the blood would pour and the fire would come down, We, until now, we're not serious. We have not learnt. We have not learnt. What is this today? Close the masjid, open this, isolate, lockdown. Has the disease gone? No. No, the question doesn't arise. Until Allah is not happy with us, remember this point, this will not go away. And Rabb will only be happy when? Rabb is not happy with prostrations, recitation of Quran or dhikr. Remember, Allah is not happy with none of these. Let me tell you one thing clearly. Allah, if you want to please Him, one action Allah will be pleased with. What? Allah Ta'ala, that I will not disobey you and commit sins. It's the only way. We will not disobey you, Allah. That's why adab comes when we sin. Always adab descends when the servant increases the number of sins. And when a person becomes a brave, like today we're so brave after hearing everything. Our homes are the same. Singing, musing, sins, immodesty, nakedness. Nothing have we changed. 1% have we reduced the sin. Haram, lying, fraud, deception, backbiting. Same upon same. Rather, one name we've given is sickness to satisfy ourselves. Oh, it's a sickness, a disease, it will go. My brothers, where does everything come from? Allah, from above, haram, leave actions haram, correct your faces, improve your faces, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, eliminate the sins. Then this adab will go, otherwise it will continue to creep and creep and increase and crawl and slowly creep. Tomorrow, I won't be here tomorrow, he won't be there, oh he's died, he's gone, oh this many people have gone, and like the wind it will blow away and this adab will increase. And they used to come to previous nations, Allah Ta'ala immediately would wipe them away. But on this ummah, Allah's fadl, that this adab is slow, Allah's given opportunity to tawbah, repent, say subhanallah. Slowly creeping, creeping along the night of Arafah, Allah's open a masjid, come and do tawbah for me. Tawbah to me. I won't commit this in Allah, I won't shave my beard, I won't trim my beard, I won't listen to music, I won't do dancing music, I will observe parda from today, I will pray salah in jama'ah. Why? I'm young, my children are young, why don't they go to the masjid? What's the excuse? I don't understand. Ask the ummah, ask them, that should I go to pray salah in the masjid? They'll give you excuse. If there's a sharia excuse, fine, don't go. But what excuse do we have today? Do you understand what I'm saying, my friends? Or am I wasting your time? Tell me. Am I wasting your time? I'm a fakir, a simple person. I can only speak like this. Reality we need to identify. Not dramas and fake lives. Let's look towards our sins. Focus on our sins. Magnify our sins. To be saved from the azab. No masjid will save us. Let me tell you. Nothing that we're doing from our hands. Nothing will save us. The germs, all the distancing and the purification of the hands. Nothing will save us. The azab will come from above. It will come. And that's why until now we've not realized what is the root of this. What is the germ, the bacteria? Oh, we'll do this. If you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, this will happen. Because this is Allah's grabbing us. He's grabbed us. Held on to us hard. May we understand the real point of all this. We need to please Allah. Make our Rabb happy. Otherwise we'll succeed. Otherwise today, brothers, today's your turn. Tomorrow is my turn. When it's my turn, due to the sins, due to the actions that we got this adab, then those sins will remain. And we'll have gone beyond this world into the next, and the adab will come. So Allah with ease, Allah slowly. Tomorrow's Eid, tonight we have an opportunity, let's make a promise. Allah will put the stamp of approval that this servant of mine, he's identified this adab, put his name in the other list, not of the people with the adab. Do we do tawbah tonight? Do we repent? What do we do tawbah about? We won't listen to music, singing and dancing. We won't look at immodest images. We will not trim or cut our beards. Those women who don't wear pardabs of hijab, barriers, they will do that. That we will do good with our relatives and we won't have bad relationships with our children, our mothers, our parents or our relatives. And the good children will appreciate them. And those who do haram and sins, we will dislike those deeds. We will fulfill the rights of our parents and will explain to our parents with adab that purify your homes from the wrong things. If we cannot dare to do that, then you can do what you want. But this fakir tells you on behalf of the Quran that forgiveness will not happen. If you don't change your faces, if you don't change your hearts, Allah Ta'ala will not remove his adab. He will not. Remember what I'm saying. And our hearts, why do we not accept? Just like the previous qawms, nations, they did not accept the adab. They didn't listen to the nabis. There were nabis living with them. They rejected. No. It's only for a few days. Reject this. Qawm Lut. How can this be that this earth will turn upside down? Earthquake. He's an angel. He's not an angel. He's not a prophet. He's just some person spreading rumors. Today of our hearts. No. This is a sickness. Corona. It's okay. Does he put the TV on? Listen to the music. Look at that dancing. Doesn't make any difference. Eat haram. Sign on the dotted line. False claims. Eat haram. Consume haram. We're praying salah. Doing sujood. Is this not the case today? This deception, delusion. Tell me, how many people do false claims? How many people consume haram? How many people claim incorrectly haram? All of this is a sin. Allah Ta'ala wants khalis, sincere mu'mins on the earth. Pure mu'mins. Allah said, I sent you khalis, the impure. When Allah says that the earth is contaminated with the sins and their immodest actions and their hearts have become hard like rocks, then the adab starts to come. But Allah's karam is still here now. Allah still allowed the masjid to open, sometimes close. Sometimes see, after a few days, they could close again. This drama is going to continue. This is an opportunity, a window of opportunity Allah has given to us. A window of... Do you understand what I'm saying? Or are you understanding other people's words? These are the true points I'm presenting to you, brothers, my friends. If you want to mind what I'm saying, oh, Allah's done this, Allah's done this, He hasn't done that. Why is Allah not doing to them? Why is it with us? Why are we punished? Forget complaining, criticize. Those people who complain will find out. Alif Lam Mim ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. Those who doubt, they will find out. Those who doubt, they will find out. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that tonight, on this night, some words, the discussion extended automatically. Alhamdulillah, I didn't want to speak this long. But Allah Ta'ala, with the heart, these words have come out of my heart. Allah Ta'ala, may He save this ummah. That's it. What appearances of ours, what noor, light, hadith, Quran, good news. Yes, that today this many people died in Hindustan, so many scholars. Where are these people going? How Allah Ta'ala is removing the people from the face of the earth. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, give us His rahmah, mercy. And today the forgiveness Allah has given to us, may we be steadfast on this forgiveness. We made a promise, pray salah, remove the sins, purify our homes, improve your faces, correct your faces. If you stay stubborn, no one can be stubborn with Allah. Fir'aun wasn't saved. How stubborn he was? Abu Jahl, he was stubborn. Allah wiped him away. How long will you be stubborn? I am not going to do this. How long, tell me, will we be stubborn? One jolt, sudden jerk of mouth will come and we'll go. Tell me, it's better to submit now. Better. Did you not see the consequences of Fir'aun? What a big head he had. Pride. He thought he was the Lord, the King. What did he not have? Fir'aun. Tell me, what did he not have? And how many generations of Fir'aun were there? And what did they have? Did they remain? Did they live forever? Were they saved? What is the point of being stubborn? Is there any better? Submit, be humble. Rasulullah some sunnah, sharia of Allah. Allah has given the order. We will practice on this. Allah's order. This is haram. We will leave this. Shun this. Wa akhru dawana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Rushdie.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Salamun sayyidu mursaleen jabiyyum uzmaneen. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته بين بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطبنا ومدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا يا قاضي الحاجات اقطع حاجاتنا يا دافي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في قلبي لا اله الا انت یا اللہ ہم سب کے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے سارے رشتہ داروں کی بخشش فرما اے میرے مولا ساری امت کی بخشش فرما اے اللہ یہ ناگہانی مصیبت تیرا عذاب ہے میرے مولا اس کو اپنی رحمت میں بدل دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو کم فرما، یا اللہ ہمیں نیک کام کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما۔ کسی صاحب نے قرآن ختم کیا ہے اور آپ سے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے، ان کے حق میں دعا فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے قرآن کو قبول فرمائے، جو پڑھا ہے اس کو قبول فرمائے، اس کی برکتیں نازل فرمائے، ان پہ رحمتیں نازل فرمائے، اور اس وجہ سے ان کی اس کے وسیلے سے جو دعائیں انہوں نے مانگی ہیں حاجات کے لیے، بیماری کے لیے، پریشانی کے لیے، جس کے لیے بھی مانگی ہیں میرے مولا، اس کے حق میں دعاؤں کو قبول فرما۔ بار بار ہمیں قرآن پڑھنے کی نصیب طور بار ہم قرآن پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما۔ یا اللہ قرآن کو ہماری نگاہوں کا نور بنا دے، یا اللہ ہماری زبانوں پہ جاری فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کے کھوٹ کو نکال دے، یا اللہ ہمارے بدن کے تمام گناہوں کو اس قرآن سے دھو ڈال میرے مولا۔ یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے میرے مولا ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما۔ وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد علیہ صاحب اجمعین رحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔ سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین۔ آمین۔